understand the breaking of a covenant. Amen. The Bible says it's better never to make a vow than to make one and break it. Amen. Do you love Jesus this morning? How could you not love Jesus? Amen. His love is immeasurable. He is such a great, wonderful Savior. Trust and hope you all came through the Thanksgiving holidays without too many extra pounds. Hope you had a wonderful and blessed time as we did. We're always thankful for what God has provided for us, amen, and given us another day. Amen. I went to bed last night. I placed my life in God's hands. He woke me up this morning. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that faithful? Amen. Just place your life in God's hands and know that if it be His will, He'll wake you up. And I was thankful for another day, another time. I get to come to church this morning, get to glorify and praise the Lord, get to see brothers and sisters. It's just good to be alive. It's good to have Jesus Christ alive and well in our hearts this morning. Amen. If you're blessed in the Lord this morning, put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, if you have your Bibles, go to this 8th Psalm. Psalms 8, beginning with verse number 1. Were you blessed by the praise and worship this morning? Amen. Thank God for those who dedicate their time and talent to glorify the Lord. Reading from Psalms 8, chapter 8, beginning with verse number 1. I'd like to read down through verse number 6 this morning. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's precious word. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thine enemies thou hadst, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hadst ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, we love you so very much. We're so thankful this morning, God, for another time and opportunity to gather together in the sanctuary to give you praise and honor. Lord, you've blessed us in so many ways. God, not only the ways that we see, but the many blessings, God, that we haven't been even able to understand that you've blessed us with. God, we thank you for this group of people who have gathered here today, and I pray the anointing power of God would settle over this sanctuary. God, anoint these lips of clay this morning. God, anoint this vessel. There's nothing more than an oracle, God, that you might speak to us this morning. God, that it might produce growth and edification into our spirit. Father, as we gather today, we do remember those who are sick and those who are afflicted. Father, we pray a very special prayer of healing on their behalf. Bless those who are traveling, those who are shut in today and could not make service. God, I pray that you would especially bless them. God, and I just have your will and way in this service, and we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. One more hand clap of praise for Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. I really mean that. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I never, ever want to take that opportunity for granted. Amen. It's such a blessing and benefit to be able to get up and to come and to worship the Lord. Amen. Had a message title this morning. It would be in the form of a question. Why does God care so much? Why does God care so much? Evidently, I am not the only one that's contemplated these thoughts. As I thought this particular week, I was reminded of the psalmist David, who in fact mused over the same subject matter in his quest to find why that God is even mindful of man. The God of the heavens, the God of the universe, God with all power. He's omnipresent and omnipotent in power. He's everywhere. He Amen. And God has created the heavens and earth. He's created man and all of these wonderful things that God spoke into existence. And I don't know, baby David was kind of standing out on the veranda. I don't know his whereabouts when he began to write this particular psalm, but I imagine he was just a little bit taken back and overwhelmed by the majesty of God. I don't know if you've ever been that way or not, but certainly if God has blessed you and made a way for you, I kind of think that probably at some point in time in your life, you just stood in awe of God, of his mighty acts, of his favor of man, and his love for us. And maybe David was caught up in this. I don't know the background. I don't know the setting as he began to take pen in hand and begin to write this particular psalm, but I kind of think maybe he might have been staring up into the heavens, and he began to look at the greatness of God and the wonderful presence of Almighty God. And this particular scripture came to my mind this past Tuesday as I was blessed enough to be out in God's creation. And as you know, I love to get out and get away and from the sound and the noise and get out in God's creation. And I was sitting in my tree stand Tuesday morning, and I like to get in there about 30 minutes before daylight. It's just something really, really therapeutic to me to be able to sit out and watch the sun come up and watch the stars kind of fade away. And they don't go away. The sunlight overshadows them and kind of takes the light away from them. But as I was sitting there, and for some miraculous reason, I felt so very small. I felt, Brother Jim, I felt very insignificant.
Yes.
But yet I felt the presence of God. And I began to contemplate, God, you know, what am I that you're even mindful of? And the millions of stars that were in the sky shining so brightly, the treetops began to glisten just a little bit from the dew and from the frost that was there as the sun began to rise and the moon began to disappear on the horizon. And I looked at all of those heavenly bodies, and I thought of the majestic power of Almighty God. And I saw that one star that continued to shine bright. I was telling somebody this week, it didn't matter where I go on that particular parcel of land, and it's over 1,200 acres, that star seems to be right over my head, and I understand that because it's so far away, but it's the last star that disappears, and it's almost like God's got that vision that he's looking down on man and protecting. And I thought of all the people, the masses of humanity all over the world, and the people that was calling on God at that particular instant, and probably all over the world, there were people needing a touch from God, and many, many things were happening in this seemingly part of time that was frozen in my mind. And I began to think, God, of all the things that are going on, of all the things that you've done, yet you still take time for me, and you still take time to bless me and to be aware of my needs and be aware of my thanksgiving. And I began to think about that and how wonderful it is. And I began to think of what David wrote. And I began to say, Lord, you know, basically this is the message that came out. Why do you care so much? Why do you care so much? Why do you care so much for man that seemingly has neglected you? Why do you care so much for man that seemingly seems to be too busy to give you proper reverence and praise and thanksgiving and be thankful heart? And I'm talking about man in general. Man, I'm not talking about everyone. Thank God there's still a remnant. Thank God there's still a little church. Amen. Thank God there's a group of people. Amen. We're going to continue to worship and glorify and praise the Lord, because I don't know about you, but I don't want no rock crying out for me. Amen. As long as God gives me breath, as long as God wakes me up in the morning, as long as God gives me two hands to clap, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to love him. I'm going to continue, amen, to give him my reverence and praise regardless of what kind of day I'm having, regardless of how bad it goes, or whatever the situation may arise. I'm still going to love him and praise him. But I look around and I see part of God's creation that does not seemingly have that mindset to give him honor, to give him praise. But yet God loves them so very much, and he cares so very much for us. And I began to think about
in Genesis, and the Bible tells us that God spake. My Lord. The power of God's word that can speak something into existence.
That's right.
Something from nothing. You know, man can take material and make some gorgeous stuff. We got a brother in our church here that can take paint and canvas and create a masterpiece. I can take paint and canvas and create a mess. But in the hands of someone that is able to have the talent and the wherewithal to create something like that, it's just, man can do that. I've seen on vacation, man take a chainsaw and take a log and turn that thing into a bear. I'd turn it into sawdust. I wouldn't have that ability to do that. And I've seen ice sculptors. You know, I thought ice was only good for tea, but they'll take that thing and they'll make all kinds of things. And, you know, masterpiece and all these wonderful things. People can take ordinary wood and form and fashion that into something. But listen, God took nothing and made everything. Amen. He didn't have any material to make the stars. He just said, let there be lights. Glory to God. Just hung the stars. Not just one, but millions of them. Made the moon and the sun and all, every living creature. He just spoke them into existence. And nature and the trees and the water and the firmament and all of those things. And that in itself is just a wonderful masterpiece of what God can do just by his spoken voice. But then God decided that it wasn't just good enough to speak man into existence. I want us to understand today just what a special relationship that God has with his people, with humanity. He could have just said, let there be man, and let there be woman. But he took special care. And he formed us. And he fashioned us. Not just in any way, but he used a pattern. Amen. He used a pattern.
Yes.
Do you realize that we are the only creation that God took time enough to form us and to fashion us and to make us become a living creature? He just said, let there be elephants. Let there be lions. Let there be fish. Let there be fowl. But man, David realized, what is man? That God is so mindful of. I am nothing. I'm just a speck of grain of dust or sand in this vast, wonderful universe that God has spoken into existence. But yet, in all of the heavens, in all of the stars, in all of the creation, God still takes time to understand my needs. God still takes time to listen to my feeble voice. God still takes time to nurture me, to bless me, to put me to bed at night and wake me up in the morning. And give me breath and give me life, amen, and give me a desire to serve him and to love him. What is man that God is mindful of? We are the apple of his eye. We are his blessing. We are his anointing. We are the children of God. When you say I'm a child of God, you need to say it with thankfulness, amen. You need to say it with honor and glory, amen, because we're not any ordinary creation. We've been formed and fashioned by the mighty hand of God himself. Man. Why dust? Why dust? God, you spoke gold into existence. Could you not have formed and fashioned man out of the precious material that you spoke into existence? Gold or silver or even wood. Dust. God, you took dust. The topsoil of the earth. And not even the good, rich, underneath dirt, but just the old dust. And then you formed, you fashioned me. Genesis, chapter number 1, verse 26. And God said, you ever looked in the mirror and say, why do I look like this? I can't do a thing with my hair. Is that a mirror got waves in it or I got wrinkles? In the image of God. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He bestowed that upon us. God, why do you care so much? What is it about man? What is it about this creature that you took special notice of? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God bless them.
Amen.
There's a message right there. I said, God bless them. I don't recall when he created the stars, and I even have said, but I don't recall him saying he blessed them. Or he created the animals and the fowls. I know there was a blessing, but in his word, he blessed us. Highly favored. Glory to God. Highly favored. Amen. His blood now flows through our veins. Oh, hallelujah. What a wonderful transfusion. Amen. When I came to the Lord. Amen. When I gave him my life. Glory to God. When I asked him to come into my heart. Oh, how glorious it is. He blessed us. Every one of you this morning are blessed regardless of the week you've had. Regardless of how you felt when you woke up this morning. Regardless of whatever you have in materialistic faith. According to the word of God. And that's what I got to bank on. Every single one of us are blessed. Amen. Not just because we have life, but we are blessed because we are highly favored in the eyes of Almighty God, the creator of both heaven and earth and the universe. Everything that he created, he took special notice of each and every one of you. And he blessed you. And he blessed you. Hallelujah. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply. May I remind you, church, be fruitful and multiply. Come on, can I say it again? Be fruitful and multiply. Grow God's kingdom. Amen. Spread the word. Spread the seed. Sow the seed so that others may come to the knowledge of Christ. Go forth and be fruitful and multiply. And replenish the earth and subdue it. And again, the word, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. I've never done this, but I might do this one time. I walk up to a dog and say, I got it made. You dare bite me, you evil thing. Dominion over you. Glory to God. Amen. Good luck. Gotta have faith. Amen. Glory to God. Well, God gave me something in his sense that he can give that dog. Amen. Oh, gave me legs to run. Glory.
And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree, of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. chapter number 2, verse 7. Every once in a while, when I get to feeling a little high and mighty, I go to chapter 2, verse 7. When I think I may have accomplished something, I go to chapter 2, verse 7. Man, when I begin feeling pretty good about my life, I go to chapter 2, verse 7. And I realize, I told somebody one time in a testimony service, I said, you better work. Georgia's about the best place I know to humble you down. Just go out and pick you up a handful of red dirt. And look and see how much value's in that, except by the grace of God. Amen. Except for the material that goes with that, the blessing of God. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, a living entity, a living person, a living soul. Why does God care that the only creation that he blessed with a soul was man? He gave us a soul, not only formed and fashioned us and took the time and breathed the breath of life into our nostrils, and we became a living soul. Someone said, yeah, but my dust? My dust of the earth. One thing, we are unique from all other creation. Absolutely. Nothing was formed in fashion except man. God took the time to form us rather than speak us into existence. Secondly, the use of dust suggests a lowliness or a humble substance. As I said, reminding ourselves what we are without the breath of God, where we came from, and what we would be without the power of God, and what we would be without the anointing of God, and the very breath that God has allowed us to breathe. Thirdly, this morning, because of an origin of dust, man is totally and absolutely dependent on the supernatural power of God. I said, he put me to bed last, but without the breath of God, I would have been a mass of dust laying in the bed of humanity that could not move, that could not breathe, that could not do anything. And yet, many, many times, we go through our daily routine and never acknowledge the power of God and the blessings of God. We get up, we take for granted, amen, that we can pour our coffee and feed our face and get in our car and drive wherever we want to, go through the daily routine, plan for tomorrow and all those things. I'm not talking about just us only. I'm talking about humanity now. Never even regard that God is the one that allowed us to live. God is the one that allows us to breathe. God is the only reason I'm standing in the pulpit today. God is the only reason I can lift my hands and glorify and praise him. Amen. Not only did he form me and fashion me, but he took time to breathe breath into my nostrils. I became a living, breathing soul. Amen. And when I came to that altar of repentance, God blessed my soul and he saved my soul. Amen. Glory to God. Aren't you glad that your soul's been saved? Aren't you glad that you've been born again? Aren't you glad that not only he created you, amen, but he gave you a brand new birth? Glory to God. There's not another creator, another creature that God created that gives them a second chance like he does us. When a dog dies, it's dead. Amen. But something about humanity, amen, something about God's masterpiece, something about what he took the time to form and to fashion out of the dust of the earth. And not only that, he said, I'm giving you my breath. He didn't give it to any other animal. He didn't give it to the stars. He didn't give it to the moon. He only gave it, amen, to humanity. How blessed we are, amen, to be able to lift our voice in praise and honor and glory to the creator of all the universe. God, you love me that much. That's the reason you care. That's the reason you're concerned. It's because I have his breath. Of all the creation, it is man that is so blessed.
Why do you care? Why do you care so much? God, man has turned his back on you, but why do you care? We've failed you. At times we've been disobedient. Times we've turned to other gods. Time, man has even declared there is no God. Why do you care? Why are you concerned about humanity? Because his breath is in every living human being alive today. Thank God for the blood-bought saints. Thank God for those who realized I am nothing without you, but with you all things are possible. Thank God for those who have realized and took that very breath that is long from them, from God, and said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. There's so many today that are not giving acknowledgement to God. There's so many today that's taking their very breath for granted. There's so many people today that's living a life for themselves, not regarding God in whatever circumstance that comes. But yet God cares. But yet God is concerned. Because that's my breath that's living in me. Hallelujah. I thought of the special relationship between parents and children. I thought about the birth of a new little baby. Can I tell you something? And mothers, don't you get mad at me. But we always say, what a beautiful baby. But in reality, mom. That's not our best day. Talk about a bad hair day, or maybe no hair at all. But we come forth wrinkled. Sometimes the color's funny. Sometimes the head is, oh my God. But have you ever noticed, not long after birth, that it begins to be such a beauty?
Ooh, yes.
Huh? I know it is. Those first time parents, let me show you a few pictures. Look at my baby. And this is the most beautiful baby you've ever seen. It takes on that nature. That baby may not favor that daddy at all, but they say, don't you look good right there? And the mother says, God, I hope he grows out of it. There is such a relationship. There is such a love that until you hold that baby in your arms and realize that there's a part of you in that baby. Come on. There's a part of your DNA in that child. That child's going to grow up. Sometimes it's going to misbehave. Sometimes it's not going to be as pretty and as attractive as it once was. But the DNA is there. Still my child. Come on. Hallelujah. Why do you care? Because he's my son. Why do you put up with it? Because it's my daughter. They don't appreciate you, but it's my child. They don't think about you in that way. Yeah, but you don't understand. There's a part of me in that child. God, why do you care? I'll tell you why God cares. Because regardless of how humanity is living, regardless of whether they recognize him or not, it is his breath that is in his child. That's the reason he cares. And he'll go on caring. And he'll keep caring. Amen. Hoping that you'll realize that is within you is not of this world. That is surrounding the soul. It is not this world. But that soul that is within you belongs to God. He formed it. He fashioned it. He breathed it into you. Amen. And we're alive and well today because of the mercy and grace of Almighty God. Why do you care? Even if we know God as David did, he couldn't understand it. He's looking out, I believe, in mentioned the moon and the stars, the heavens. He looked up in the vastness, as I did Tuesday. And this overwhelming sense of gratefulness and gratitude flowed. We would praise him, glorify him. Oh, we would thank him. And why do we care? Why do we care? Because that is within. This flesh is of God. It's his breath. It's his breath. Hallelujah. What is man? It's the love of God's creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believe, do not perish, but have everlasting life. God, you do care. Do you care? Don't you care when I'm sad? Don't you care when I'm lonely? Do you even care when I become frustrated? God, you care when I mess up. You really care. You care that out of this whole universe, that when I have a need, you give me an idea of you. You ever thought about a switchboard? You ever tried to call somebody and couldn't get through? You ever had an automated phone call? Push this button, push that button. Now push A, B, or C, wait on me. You know, to get a loud voice. And when you come to get the loud voice, it's your voicemail. Because she started at breakfast and that's lunch, and she's gone. Thank God. And then the vastness of this universe. The millions of his stars that he lights every night. Out of all his creation, that's the Lord who's made him. I don't even know why you care, but it's made him. Hallelujah. I don't get a busy signal. I don't get push one, two, or three. But I get the attention of Almighty God. Why do you care so much? I'm nothing. No, no. The psalm says just one more grain of sand. But then it goes on to say except I've been touched by the master's strong hand. Amen. Some folks don't even think God does care. God, if you really care, you'd answer this prayer. God, if you really care, you'd make a way. what if there is really is a God, why does he allow these things to happen? It's because out of all creation, humanity is only one that has the free will spirit, the right to choose, to do whatever you want, to go whatever direction you want, to make whatever choice. When we make that choice, and when we make that promise, understand we're doing it with breath that is honored. Breath that is honored. You know, so many times, and you know what, I just understand the feeling because I've even said it myself, more than nothing. And I understand the meaning of that. I am nothing. But then I think, really, I'm something. Not because of me, not because of the dust, not because of the flesh, but because of that that is within me. The very breath that God gave me, I am blessed. And I'm favored. Amen. And I'm the love of his life. Glory to God. If you feel love this morning, give God a hand wave of appreciation. Glory to God. If you don't feel love this morning, come on to the altar and let God love on you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him love you. Let him take you into his hands. Let him place you into his bosom. Amen. There's no more comfort, amen, than the mighty hand of God when it surrounds us. See, I'm going to try to refrain from saying just a nothing. God understands that. He understands humbleness and submissiveness. But I want to say it like this. God, my flesh is nothing. Oh, the that that you've given me. It's everything. That that you have blessed me with. Lord, I can never repay you. I can never thank you enough. Why does he care? Why do you care about your kids? There's a part of me. There's a part of God in us. You know what? Adversary needs to know that too.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Jesus used it. Yeah. He said, "Give me
yourself."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This flesh, you may tempt it with hunger. You may tempt it with the glory of humanity. You may tempt it, amen, with the desire to be set up on a pinnacle. But you can't touch that that is within me. Amen. Hallelujah. Job knew it. Job said, "Naked, I came into this world naked. I'm going to leave, pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God." Hallelujah. The writers of the New Testament knew it. Amen. When they knew that I can do all things through Christ.
The little song says, "Jesus loves me. This I know." Sometimes we may think he doesn't, but he still loves us. Amen. Would you stand this morning? Would you honor the sweet Holy Spirit?